Okay, today is Daf Nun Tes. We are on Nun Ches Amud Beis by the two dots, where it says Hamosar Reb Meir Omer Hektish and Reb Yochanan Hasandler held not Hektish. So remember yesterday we said what about if a husband is Makdish the Adayim the Maisi Adayim right now? That's for sure no good. What about the Moser, the extras? That's a Machlokas in the Mishnah. So first of all, when we said yesterday, it holds the discussion, Davashol Bala'olam, why is the Moser different? So now we're going to flesh this all out. This is going to take us all the way till the Mishnah on Amud Beis. First of all, Emas Kodesh. When is this Kedusha taking place? When is this Hekdish taking place? Kedusha. When is this Hekdish taking place? Ravu Shmuel Darmer Tevayu, Moser La'achar Misa Kadosh. After death. After she dies. Ravadabar Ava Amar Moser Michayim Kadosh. It takes place from now. So one second. Havi Bey Rav Papa. Rav Papa had a question. Bamai, what's going on here? Ilem Bamai Lomizonos. Is it a case where you're supporting her? And not only are you supporting her, Umalalo Ma Kesef Litzarcheha, and you also give her some money as a spending money for the week, she can have money to buy some money to get around. You give her that on top of that, right? She can walk around with zero money in her pocket, but she has food. You feed her. What?
She has a slush fund.
She gets a spending money. Slush fund. She gets a spending money. She gets spending money. You give her that on top of it. So the money goes for the support, and the extra money goes because you gave her some spending money. So then my time is demand Davla Chamisa Kadosh. So I'd have to wait till after she dies. You're entitled to it right now. And you don't support her, and you don't give her money, spending money, then my time is on Michael Kodesh. Then why does the other one say it works when she's alive? You don't earn it. It's not yours. So the Gemara says, really, you gave her support. Really, you feed her. But you don't give her the extra spending money. That's what you don't give her. So therefore, Rav Shmuel Sabri, Rav Shmuel hold, that what? That only takes place after death, Tekinu, Mizonos, Tachas Masi Yadeha, Mizonos is in exchange for her working, and Ma Kesef Tachas Moser. And the money, the spending money, it earns you her extras. V'kiv on delo koyav le Ma Kesef, since you don't give her the Ma Kesef, you don't give her spending money, Moser Didei Havei. The Moser is yours. Moser didahav. I'm sorry, it's hers. It's hers. Why? You don't earn it. Therefore, the only time it's going to work is when she dies. The Ravada bar Ava Savar. No, just opposite. Tiknu mizonos tachas moser. Now mizonos is in exchange for the moser, and umar kesef tachas ma'asi yadeha. And the ma'a kesef is in exchange for the ma'asi yadeha. The kivin de kayavle mizoni. Since you give her mizonos, moser didahavi. The moser is yours.
What kind of sheet is that?
The moser is for the food. So the Gemara says, "So Makam Miflagi, why do they hold that? What's going on here?" So the Gemara says, "Mar Savar, Rav and Shmuel hold midi deshchiach, midi deshchiach. What shchiach? That she works, she earns a few dollars. What shchiach? You feed her. And what's not shchiach? That she makes so much. It's not so shchiach. What else is not shchiach?" He has to give her spending money.
That's why the shchiach goes with the shchiach, and the moser goes with the not shchiach aspect of what do you call it
of extras, right? Extras goes hand in hand with them spending money. Umar Sover and Rav Ada holds no midi dekayit, midi dekayit. What's a fixed amount? Mizonos. What's a fixed amount? Salary. Midi dekayit, midi dekayit. Maisi Yadeh is kayitz, right? And spending money is kayitz. It's a set amount of spending money you have to give her. It's not endless. It's a set amount. Okay? Next. Maisei. One second. We have a brayso that says, Tiknu Mizonos Tachas Maisi Yadeh. That Mizonos were given in exchange for Maisi Yadeh. So we're going to say, change it. Ema changes to say, Tachas Moser Maisi Yadeh. The extras. Toshma, it says, Imeno no Saint Law Ma Kesef Litzarcheha, if you don't give her the Ma Kesef, if you don't give her the spending money, Maisi Yadeha Shala, then she keeps her own Maisi Yadeha. Which means spending money is tied to Maisi Yadeha. So Gemara says, no, that's not what it means. Ema, what it means is like this, Moser Maisi Yadeha Shala. The Moser's for her. So the Gemara says, Vaha Allah Katani, but it says, it doesn't say that. Right? It doesn't say that. What does it say? It says that the if you give more kesef, if you don't give more kesef, then your ma'isi adeha is hers. Her ma'isi adeha is hers. So he said it means most of ma'isi adeha. That's not what it says. So Gemara says, you're right. No, mahi osilo, mishkal chamesh. I'm sorry. Voktani Allah. But we said about that. Mahi osilo, mishkal chamesh tloyim, shesi bi Yehuda. That, how much is that all? Mahi osilo, mishkal chamesh tloyim, b'shesi bi Yehuda. That's the amount of most, how much spending money does she get? Enough, 5 slayim, which is enough to do some weaving in Yehuda. That's what she gets. What do you see from here? Right? So isn't that what we're talking about at the beginning? Meaning the Maisi Yedeha, not the Moser? So Gemara says, no, Hachi Kamar. Here's what it means. Maisi Yedeha, the Maisi Yedeha, Bema Have, what is that? Why do I need to know that? Delay that, because I want to know, Moser Didei Kama, how much is the Moser? Right, which is what? Mishkal Chamesh Slayim Chamesh Slayim Shesi B'Yehuda, which is Chain Eser Slayim B'Galil, which in the Galil, different price structure, it's double. The point is, it's not Akasha. That was the point there.
So she's not working at all. She's a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
She doesn't get Mezonos?
What?
She doesn't get Mezonos?
It's a good question. I think of course she does, though.
Really?
That's part of the obligation.
What?
That's part of the obligation.
Pick new mezonos.
If she's not working, has to give her mezonos.
Yeah, she gets mezonos. I'm not exactly sure. The other things going on. Amar Shmuel. Okay, now the Gemara starts getting hard. Amar Shmuel, halacha k'rib Yochanan HaSandler. The halacha is like Yochanan HaSandler. Who said what? Who said that if a guy is machdish Moser, so Yochanan HaSandler, it doesn't work.
Oh, Moser, any earnings?
Any earning. Maisi Yedeha.
Right, but not just Moser.
No, only the Moser. If it's the Maisi Yedeha, nobody held that. It was good. Yeah. Nobody held that. There was a machlokes about the Moser. Back in the Mishnah. HaMachdish Maisi Yedeha, Maisi Yedeha Ishto, HaReza Osev Ochelos. Doesn't change. HaMoser, what about the Moser? You Machdish the Moser. Rameir said it works. Yochanan HaSandler said it doesn't work. Okay? Says Shmuel, the halacha is like Yochanan HaSandler. Now Gemara says, "Umi Amar Shmuel Hachi." Is that true? Shmuel Helik Yochanan Sandler. Vatnan. But we learned. Konam Shani Ose Lepicha. Shani Ose Lepicha. I make a neder, not going near you. Says the wife. I make a neder that I'm not going near you. Ain't Ose Lepicha. I'm not doing anything for you. Ain't Otzarich Lafer. You don't have to pay for that neder. Why? Because that neder goes against the Torah. It's invalid to begin with. Just ignore it. Right? Ignore it. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yafer. No. He should be made for it. Why? Because Shema Tadif Alav Yosem and Aroyalo. Maybe she'll earn more than you. So that actually you're not entitled to. So you better be made for it. Otherwise you're not going to get it. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Omer, Yafer. You should be made for it. Why should he be made for it? Shema Yirgarshena. Maybe you'll divorce her. Then you won't be able to take her back. Why? Because she made an neder. I'm not going to have anything to do with you. You'll divorce her in 3 years from now. Now the neder is chal. Right? And then once you can't have anything, now you can't make for her because now the husband, you can't remarry her. What do you see? That we're concerned, according to Yochanan Ben Nuri, V'omar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. That halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. That what? Basically, what did Yochanan Ben Nuri say? That as davar shalom bala olam, we're afraid of it. It exists. Maybe she'll get divorced, and then the neder will be chal. So be meifer now. Didn't happen yet. So what do you see? That in something in the future we're afraid of. Now Shmuel held. I hold like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, but Shmuel held in the Mishnah. I hold like Rabbi Yochanan. He said halacha like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, who said what? That if you makdish the Moser, it doesn't work. What's the difference? What's the difference? Right? Amar Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. Oh, I'm sorry. Right? Amar Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. Halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. Right? So the Gemara answers, no. Ki Amar Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. When did Shmuel say that halacha is like k'Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri? Lahadafa. For extras. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Ki amar shmuel halacha rabanuri la dafa. What does that mean? La dafa kamar. Klomar. Halacha diyefer.
Yeah, the halacha is, he has to be made for the neder, but v'lav mitaime, not for the same reason.
D'ilu b'yochan ha-benuri ikr ma'isi yadeha tzarech hafara.
According to b'yochan ha-benuri, the ma'isi yadeha itself require being made for.
Ula Shmuel, no, you don't have to be made for that. Mishum ha-adafa, shema tadif al-haroi, hu da'ama yafar.
Maybe she has so much, such a high-powered person, and she earns a lot of money. She better be made for the neder, you're not entitled to it.
V'hashtanami have you much... Now, v'hashtanami have a mati lakshuye sov lo bala olam.
So what kind of answer is that? Rashi says, what kind of answer is that? Well, what was the answer even?
Shmuel only held like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri regarding hadafa.
First of all, what does that even mean? Second of all, even more importantly, so it's still lo bala olam. How did that answer the question?
Says the Gemara, says Rashi,
we're going to ask other kashas, so don't worry about it. The Gemara is going to ask other kashas. The main kasha is still low below him. Didn't change anything. Second, in our Mishnah, Shmuel said a whole lot of there's no issue of low below him, and over here there is. So he didn't answer it. How did he answer? He said, "Oh no, Shmuel's only talking about the hadafa. How does that extra she makes? How does that answer the question? It doesn't.
Which is why the Gemara is going to have a problem right now." Right? One second. So Vilema asks the Gemara. So if that's the issue, Vilema, halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri l'hadafa. I only pass on k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri regarding the hadafa. Inami ein halacha k'tana kama, inami ein halacha k'Rabbi Akiva.
There are three people in that braisa.
I can only pick that can't be right.
So we're back to our question. What's our question? How come Shmuel holds of Dovah Shlobo l'olam by the case of the Konamos, but by the case in our mission, he doesn't. Okay?
So, answers the Gemara. What's the.
By the way, in our Mishnah, what did he do, the husband? He was Makdishit, which is different than a Konamos. Konamos is a Shavua. Guy makes a Shavua, she makes a Shavua, I don't want to have anything to do with you. Right? So, what do we say? That Shavua doesn't. It's you could ignore it because. She has obligations. The answer is, maybe you'll divorce her.
No, there's a major difference between the two.
Yeah.
Anything that has to do with Hector always wins.
Okay, so we're going to say similar things. You have to. Right now, it's very hard Gemara. So you hear the question? What's the difference between the case of Hector, where we say it's ignore it, to the case of over here, which is very ish, where the case of the woman makes a neder. A woman makes a neder, a shvua. I'm not going to have anything to do with you. Oh, you better be made for it, because maybe you'll divorce her. What do you mean I'll divorce her? But right now I'm not divorced from her. It's a love of Shalom al-Olam. El Amr of Yosef, Konamos Kamarta.
You're asking me a kasha about Konamos.
Shiny Konamos.
Konamos are different. Why are they different?
Mitoch, because Sha'adam Oser Peros Chavero Olav.
I can make a neder that says, your Peros, Marcel, are ushered to me like a carbon. I can do that. Now, I have nothing to do with you. And I can't touch your stuff. It's not mine. But I'm allowed to do that. I have the ability to do that. I can take your things and answer them on me. I can't answer them on you. They're yours, but I can answer them on me. So his stuff is answered to me, just like a carpet is answered to me.
That I can do. Says the Gemara, a konamos, mitoch, since, sha'adam oser peros chavero olav, a person can answer his friend's peros on himself, I can answer your peros on me. Now, the next word should not say makdish. It should say oser. Oser davar shelo bala olam. I can answer something not in this world. Okay? Let's see Rashi. The Rashi of mitoch. It's the last Rashi before the line starts to get wide. You see it says mitoch. Shu tofes b'makom she'ein stam hektish tofes. Konamos work in an area where stam hektish does not work. Where's that? Someone else's stuff. Konamos work where Hektish does not work. I can't be mad at your stuff. I don't own it. I have the right to do that. But can I make your stuff usher on me? Yes.
So therefore what?
Sha'adam oser peros chaver olav. A person can ask the peros of his friend on himself. I can ask your peros on me. V'omer and say, konam peros ploni olai. Your peros are usher on me. Ubistan Hektish, ena demaktish davash ena shalom. A Steinbeck, I can't do that. I can't be machzor something that belongs to me.
What's that making difference?
Hilchach therefore. Adam oser olav nami dover shalo bala olam. Since I have the right to author things that belong to you on me, me and your stuff have nothing to do with each other. I have no rights to your stuff. So too, a person can be make a neder on something shalo bala olam. That's it. Since I have the right to author things that don't belong to me, I also have the right to author things that are not in this world.
That's one heck of a jump.
Right. That's why when a woman says, I'm authoring myself to you, right now she has no right to say that they're married. She's not allowed to say that. But if they were to get divorced, then it would kick in that neder, if that were to happen. Right? Just like she could say, and I can't stand that, what's his name, down the block. I'm making a neder, I'm never going to go over there. All her stuff is asa to me. I don't like her. Right? And since a woman has the right to do that, she could also say, you know what, I don't like my husband either. I'm asking myself to him. She has to cook for him. She has to, all right, when we get divorced, it'll kick in. And then he can never take me back.
It's suspended for a couple of years?
Yes. What's the reasoning? The reasoning is mitoch. Since you have the right to ask other things on you, things that don't even belong to you, you have the right to ask for things that don't exist in the world. It's a hard concept.
Yeah.
It's a hard jump.
It doesn't exist right now. It's like nothing.
Correct. Hilgach, Adam, Otsar, Olav, Nami, Davar, Shalom, Bala, Olam, Avo, Masnisin. But our Mishnah, where Shmuel said, we hold like a Yochan on a sandler, that's B'matish, Hektish, Gomer, Iri. That's talking about real Hektish. The Anima, Maher, Lutfos, Kekonim, we're not so busy that it should jump on something like a net. No! So you want to matish something? What'd you matish? Her future earnings? You have no right to that. It's not even here. It's not in this world. It's a little bit of shinerity yet. Right? Therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, it's nothing. And says Shmuel, I hold like that. How come over here we hold like this? Because this is a konim. It's totally different. It's totally different. Since you have the ability to ask things that don't belong to you, you have the ability to ask her things that don't exist yet. Just let me talk. Same thing. That's what the Gemara says. Good?
Good.
You understand it? Now we're going to have a kasha on this. Amalei Abaya, 1 second. Bishloma Adam Oser Peros Chaveru Olav. I understand a person can ask their Peros of his friend on, and I can ask your Peros on me. Shekin Adam Oser Peros of. Shekin Adam Oser Peros of Al Chaveru. Shkain Adam Oser Perosev Al Chaveiro. Oh, because I can answer my stuff on you also. Right? Can I answer my stuff on you? Absolutely, I can do that. Yasser Dover Shalom Vola Olam Al Chaveiro. 1 second. How can I answer? It's not a fair jump. I can answer your Paris on me because I can answer my Paris on you. Right? Yasser Dover Shalom Vola Olam Al Chaveiro. Shkain Ein Adam Oser Peros Chaveiro Al Chaveiro. Can I answer your parents on you? Of course not. So how can I answer things that don't exist in the world? Says Abai, it's not a fair comparison. I can answer your parents on me because I can answer my parents on you. It's a two-way street. Now you want to tell me, since I can do that, a person can make a neder and it's chal on something shalom b'la olam? You know what that's like? That's like answering your parents on yourself. I can't do that. I can't have anyone to do that. That's not a fair comparison, says Abaya.
You can't make a nether that I'm not going to use the pears from this from my tree
on yourself on you.
Wait,
I am asking Mr. G's pears on Mr. G.
No.
I can't do that.
Can I say I'm asking these pears from my tree on me?
Of course you could do that.
Isn't that what you're saying?
No. Look at Rashi. Amalei Abaya. Says Abaya. Maraya. Peros chaveru olav lekan. What's the raya between peros to this case of the woman and the extra earnings? Shehen peros chaveru al chaveru. What am I asking? I'm asking your peros on you. Da'achav he mishubedes lo l'maisi yadeha. Right now, she has an obligation to work for you. She has an obligation, right? Ve'eno ru'ul yilad viso bekonam. She has no ability to ask her it now. She has no ability to do that. She's indebted to you. She's married to you. Oh, look, you see, a gerushena. When it'll happen that I'm going to get divorced, the ka'amar dechayel, then it'll kick in. Right? V'od, shadayin lo nasis ha-malacha. V'od, shadayin lo nasis. I'm not sure what the last line means. Yeah, so does a bias question make sense? Are we saying it good? That since really, me, a woman who's talking, she said, a man who's makdish his maisi yadayim of his wife, the moser, right? So what's a bias really asking? What he's asking is, but I think he's asking now, how can a man offer his wife's stuff on his own wife? Right? Does that make sense?
Which is the moser.
What?
Which is the moser.
What's the thing? When we're divorced, when you're divorced, you have no right to her stuff, right? So what gives you the right to offer her stuff on herself? Whatever she earns, that goes to the Beis HaMikdash. How do you have the right to do that? I can't offer your fruit on you. So I'm asking her handiwork on herself? How can I do that?
Because you have rights to her.
Now you do, not then. So it says Abai, this whole thing doesn't make any sense. So, El Amar Vuhun Ebrei Duv Yeshua, different case. Bo'omeres, right? Bo'omeres, Yikadshu Yidei Yadai Lo'osehem. This is what she says. What she says is, I am asering my hands, right, lo'osehem, to God. Diyadayim isnehu ba'olam, which my hands are here. My hands are in this world, right? That's what I'm asering, right? That's something that's ba'olam. I hate you so much that I'm going to be koneh my hands to Hashem. Right? That's what she could do. That's not our... And what does Shmuel hold? I hold like that.
And then she can't use her hands for herself.
Fine. But the point is, does it chal? Yeah. Now, what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah wasn't talking about that. Our Mishnah was talking about the Mamish Tavish Lo Balol. It's not the same at all. Not the same at all. Says the Gemara, 1 second. V'chi kamra hachi mi makdashinan? How could she do that? How could she be makdash her hands? Hamishab delay. They're already indebted to someone else. Namely, her husband. She has no right to do that. The Amra, the answer is, L'chi Megarsha. No, when he'll divorce me. When he'll divorce me, it'll kick in.
So that's all long, long, long again.
No, but the hands are right here.
Yeah, we can't.
It's just a future event.
That's not how to live.
So what you're asking is, Umiyaka Midi, the Il Hashtalo Kaddish, Ulakai Me Kaddish? 1 second, now they're not Kaddish, but in the future they will be?
Yeah, that's
about level. Right? Amra Veloy, Alam Alo, why not? What's wrong with that?
Exactly.
Ilu, Omer Lechavero. If a guy says to his friend, Sadazu, this field that I have right here, in my possession, Shani Mochalacha, I'm going to sell it to you. Likishechen, when I buy it back from you, Takdish, it's going to belong to the Beis HaMikdash. Milo Kacha, wouldn't that work? Of course that would work. Why not? What's wrong with that? Maskal Zor Vyirmiya, no, me dumb, it's not comparable at all. Hasam, Biyadol Akdisha. Right now, you have the ability to say that. What are you saying? I'm selling it to you, and I'll buy it back, and I'll be back to shit. Hacha, in Biyadol Akdisha Tatsma. She has no ability to divorce herself. It's not up to her. So what kind of thing is that to say? Well, I can't stand you. So therefore, but I know I have, but I'm indebted to you, but I have to work for you. When you divorce me, my hands are going to be hektish. What kind of thing is that? Hello, Damia. You know what that's like? That's like saying, Omer Lechaveru, I walk over to you, Marcel. I say, listen, Sada Zoo, your field, your backyard, that I sold you last year, I sold you 10 years ago, when I buy it back, taktish, I'm going to be maktish it. The little kacha, that doesn't work. Why? You don't have to go jump in the lake. I'm not telling you my backyard.
Why? The same way the kedushin could work with Tanai.
It's not a Tanai. It's a Tanai. Oh, so go, Maskalor Papa, me dummy. Hasam, over there, Gufa, Uperos, Biyada, Dilokeach. Right? Over there, over where? Right? When I maktish the field before I sell it. Right? The goof of the field is here, and the payers are here. Biyada. I have the ability to do it. Dilokeach. Hacha, but over here, when a woman wants to be maktish her hands, gufa biyada hu? Gufa biyada hu? Right? They're not even hers. Halodam yael like this. To the following case. Ha'omal lechavero, a guy says to his friend, The field that you're holding because I owe you money, it's a mashkin. When I redeem it from you, when I pay you off and I get my land back, taktish, I'm gonna be maktish it. The kacha, doesn't that work? Right? Right?
His control.
Yeah. Right?
His control.
So maskin flow of Shisha Braid Ravidi, no, be done, it's not the same. Hasam over there, biyado lifdosa. You have the ability to redeem it, pay off that debt. Hacha and biyado lagarashats, but you have no, she has no ability to divorce herself. It's not up to her. Hala dani ella omal lechaveru. You know what that's like? It's like the following. Sada zusha mashachanti lecha leeser shanim. The field that I owe you, that I've been the master for 10 years. Lekishev dana mimcha. When I redeem it, tiktash, I'm going to redeem it. Dekancha, it'll work. I'm going to be maktash. That'll work. Why? So too over here. She has no ability to redeem herself, to divorce herself. However, but since the etzim yidayim belong to her, it should work. So fine. It's still, even though he said 10 years, he's still able to redeem it. She has no ability to redeem herself at all. She has no ability to divorce herself. So when all is said and done, we haven't answered the question. The question was, why is it that in a case when she says a meneder, I'm not allowing my hands to have anything benefit my husband, what do we say? You better be made for that nether, because if you divorce her, it's going to kick in, and you're going to never be able to marry her, which is something slow balolam. And when a woman, when a man says a makdish the moser to your yadayim, it's nothing. What's the difference? We haven't answered the question. So the answer is Ella Amar Vashi Konamos. Kamarta Shani Konamos. It's different. Konamos are different. You know why? The kedushas haguf ninu. It's kedushas haguf. Ukidurava, like Rava said. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hektish, right? Or Chametz, I owe you money. So I owe you money. Here's, I'll give you my whole house. And then I'll maktish the house. Or Chametz, I owe you $1 million, I'll give you $1 million worth of Chametz and Erev Pesach, it's worthless. Or Veshichver, or I give you an Evid, I free the Evid. All that is mafkir midei shibud. I paid you off. The fact that I totally tricked you is irrelevant. I paid you off. I gave you what I'm supposed to give you. So the Gemara asks. So therefore, the same thing. Same thing over here. What same thing over here?
That's not looking at the Kanos. That's on.
Exactly. Yeah. 1 second. So therefore, what?
Because if it was Kanos, I could do it to a friend of mine. And that would work also, but it doesn't work. It only works when you're doing it with Hector. Because it's got more power.
Right. So Kanamas are different because it's Kedushas Aguf. Therefore what? Right. So therefore, when a woman makes a neder, when a woman makes a kodam on her hands, It will kick in after she gets divorced. It will kick in after she gets divorced, but it doesn't work now. As opposed to a neder, bimakdish the goods. That's a davar shlo balol. I'm bimakdish her extras. Davar shlo balol. But the kodem is different because it is chal. So the Gemara asks. So v'niktashu mehashta. So that doesn't work right now. Why is it only after she gets divorced? If Konam is so powerful that it can even work now, why doesn't it work now? So the Gemara answers, 1 second. Almu Rabban al Shibude Dabal. The Rabbanan made that the husband has the rights to them. We don't want her doing that. We don't want her doing that. When you have a relationship with someone else, you're not in the driver's seat. You're right. In a Chanami, Me'ikar Adin, really she could be Maktish her hands now. But what? We don't want to have a situation like that. Right? We want to have a situation like that. So what do we say? It's not chal. Why? You're b'shubet to your husband. After you get divorced, it'll be chal. So you know what? Have a half a brain and be made for it. However, the case of the moser, it's lo bala olam. End of story. Okay? That was not easy. Now, let's see how much we can get in 5 minutes. Ve'elu, it's easy. Ve'elu malachas sha'isha osa levayla. Here are the things that a woman has to do for her husband. Tocheness, she has to grind. Ofa, bake. Mechveses, wash laundry, mevashel is cook, minika is pina, nurse the son, matzas lo mihamita, prepare the bed, osa betemer, prepare the wool, hichnitza lo shivcha, achas, she brings in a servant, lo tochenes velo ofa lo machavetes. Those three duties go away from her. She brings in two maids, ein mevashel is ve minika is pina. She doesn't have to do that either. Shalosh, she brings in three maids, ein matzas lo amita ve ein osa temer. She doesn't have to do that either. Arba, she brings in four maids. Yeshev is pekadita. She can sit on the couch and eat bonbons all day long. It's all good. Even if she brings in 100 servants, we make her be busy with something, with the wool. Shahabatala mevila de zima, because batala brings to lewdness. You can't sit around all day with nothing to do. If you make a neder to that you're not going to have gezunt. Shemadir is ishto lasos malacha. She makes an edish not working. Yotzi v'itin ksuva. You divorce her right now. You give her the ksuva. Shabatala mevila de she'imum. Because batala brings to craziness, right? Being bored all day long, it leads to craziness. So the Gemara says tochenes al gadayda, but she's mamish grinding. So Ella, no, ema mitachenes. She prepares. She doesn't do the grinding herself. The machine does it. The mill does it. She prepares it all. No, a handmill maybe. Now masnisin the loker b'chia. Our mission is not like Reb Chiya. The son of Reb Chiya. Listen to this. Ain isha el yofi. A woman's only for beauty. Ain isha el labanim. A woman's only to have children. The son of Reb Chiya. Ain isha el tachshita isha. A woman's only for jewelry. So there's a sefer called Daderes Elio. It's not the Gra. It's Rav Rafal Emmanuel Chai Ben Avram. Says an unbelievable vart. He says, really? Say, oh, I'm only marrying for beauty, right? Ain isha el yofi. But you have children also, no? You have children. Enisha el labanim. What happens when Enisha? What happens when a woman has children? She loses her beauty. Ah, Enisha el tachshita isha, and give her jewelry, make her look pretty again. You hear that part?
Who's going to repeat this one at the same time?
You like that part?
Basically, you can't have both.
What?
You can't have both.
What do you mean you can't have both?
You can't have beauty and children. It's either or.
Basically,
that's what the son of Judah said. I don't
want to
get a
prayer. Right, right. You want to beautify your wife, yal bishana klipishton. She should wear klipishton. You want to whiten up your daughter, make her look pretty. Yachilena efrochim, she should eat efrochim with young birds. Vyashkena chalav, samach lapirka. And she should drink milk near the time of her puberty, right, when she's growing up. Umeinika esbina, and she has to nurse, right? So leima masnisa de loke beishamai. Let's say our mission is not like beishamai. Why? The Tanya nadra solahanik es bina. If she makes a neder, she's not going to nurse her son. So beishamai omrim shemetes dad mipiv. So you take the breast away from the baby. She made a neder. Beishil omrim no kofu minita. You force her to kofu minita. You force her. Now the nizgarsha, and if she divorce her, ain't a kofu. You can't force her. You're not married to her. Vimhaya makira, what's it? The baby already recognizes the mother. So it's very difficult. It's a very bad situation there for the baby. So no sing laschara ukofu menito neesakana. Even Beishamai would agree. You force her, you pay her. Because it's a samamash and sakana for the baby. But what do you see from here? According to Beishamai, a woman does not have to nurse. Our mission said she does. So the Gemara says, I feel to him in Beishamai. You can even say our mission is Beishamai. Hacha by Yaskinan, you know what's going on here? Kigon shenadrahu v'kayim lahu. She made a nether and the husband substantiated the nether. You hear that? She made a husband. You way to go. Excellent. The Kasavar Beishamai, who knows his etzba ben shineha? It's like he put his finger into her mouth. She bit it off. Like he's doing such a foolish thing. But it works. Ubazil Safri, no. He knows his etzba ben shineha. It's like she put a finger, right? And therefore, the only option is you have to pay her. But our mission is still correct. You still have a duty. But it can still be Beishamai. So it can still be Beishamai. And the Gemara says, so v'lifinu b'ksuva d'alma. It's from the argument about the chiv of ksuva in general. Right? Or v'od, Tanya, Beishamai omer eino menika. Beishamai says, she doesn't have to nurse. You know what? You're right. Ela machvar to masnisa d'loki Beishamai. You're right. Our mission is not like Beishamai. Good? Ooh. All right. So tomorrow, most of tomorrow, I think Michael's giving tomorrow.
Regular time,
yeah. Yeah. Everyone have a very, very good day. We'll pick up tomorrow.